Be still and know. John Quincy Adams, at the age of 80, was walking down the streets of Boston one day. He met an old friend who shook his trembling hand and said, "Good morning. How is John Quincy Adams today?" "Thank you," the ex-president answered. "John Quincy Adams is quite well, but the house in which he lives at present is becoming dilapidated. It is tottering upon its foundation. Time and seasons have nearly destroyed it. The old tenement trembles with every wind, and I think John Quincy Adams will have to move out of it soon." Author John R. Gunn writes that sooner or later, we all come to the time when we realize that our earthly house is tottering. The body is wonderfully made, but it cannot forever withstand the ravages of time and wear. The house of clay in which you live has probably weathered many storms. Perhaps it has stood up well under the usage of a good many years. But after a while, it will fail, and you will have to move out of it. When this moving time comes, you will want to be sure that you have another house ready and waiting for you. Where shall you look for that house? What kind of house will it be? The answer is in the words of the great apostle Paul. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." This answer satisfies those of us who are Christians. We have not seen the house, and there is little we can tell you about its location. But it is God's building, and it is somewhere in His holy heaven, and that's enough to know. We shall move into it with rejoicing when our earthly house fails. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this verse from 2 Corinthians. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens."